It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on today, I'm Walt Lindela in the studio with Bill Duper, who is the organizer, sort of the, I guess, main ringleader of Classic Cars on 3rd. Good morning, Bill. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I just wanted to get you in because, you know, the show actually is happening, Classic Cars on 3rd. Let's get right into what it is and what folks can expect. What's going to be going on?
Okay. August 20th on 3rd Street from Ohio to Park will be closed. The show is about 11 to 3 p.m. It's a show and shine. We usually average about 175 or 180 cars. It all benefits, all proceeds go to Marquette Women's Center.
Now, I've been to this several times over the years. It's always great, but it's kind of like what's cool about it is being a show and shine, meaning people can just show up that you're not really registering cars. Right. It can be a little bit of everything there.
Oh, yeah. Anything and everything works. You know
what I mean? Over the years, I've seen everything from muscle cars to street rods to more contemporary modern cars. What do you like to see at this thing?
Actually, anybody's work or anything that they're proud of. You know, if they have a brand new Corvette and they like it, bring it down. If they got a car that's 50 years old and it's got a little bit of rust on it and it's their baby, bring it down.
So this all benefits the Women's Center. So is there like when you get there, is there like a fee to register or is there some sort? I mean, how does that all work?
No, we don't charge a registration fee. We have a donation bucket out there.
Okay.
And you can feel free to donate whatever you'd like. Mm-hmm. We run a 50-50 every hour. We will have silent auction items. My daughter, Jessica, owns Third Base Bar. She will be donating all tips on Friday.
Okay, for the Friday the night before.
Yes.
All tips at the Third Base Bar. Now, there's a reason to go to the base right there.
There you go.
I don't need many of those, as you know. But so with this in particular, with the silent auction, are you still collecting any kind of items? Are you got enough of those? Like if there's a business or somebody that wants to give, or would you prefer maybe a financial donation right now?
Either one would work. We're still taking donations, and we're still taking items for the silent auction. If someone wants to donate, we'd be more than happy.
Now, you're a car buff yourself, obviously. Mm-hmm. You got a couple of classics and all of that. A few over the years. Now, the question I have for you is, you kind of got this thing going. You have a history as to why this is happening. And you and your wife decided to do this. When you first started to do it, did people say, yeah, we'll show up? Or did you kind of have to say, well, we'll see how it goes?
I think, if I remember correctly, our first year, which I believe was in 16, I think that year we had about 150 cars right out of the gate.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So, of course, you know, car buffs and everybody's got these cars. They like to show them off. And, you know, for a couple of years here, we haven't had all the shows that we have, but now we're starting to have them come back. Mm-hmm. There must be some returning favorites that you see at it.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of cars there. I guess my theory is if everybody had the same car, it'd be a boring show.
Absolutely. You know, I agree with you there.
There's a lot of old stuff, a lot of new stuff, a lot of stuff that's 10 years old, but it's everybody's baby, you know?
Well, I like that because it's not just muscle cars or it's not just, you know, rat rods or something like that. It's a little bit of everything. We're talking with Bill Duper this morning. He is the organizer of Classic Cars on 3rd. That's coming up Saturday, August 20th. Bill, I know you wanted to mention that, you know, we'll use the term co-organizer because you do have a partner or two in crime with this too, don't you?
Yes. My wife and I started this. As I said before, my daughter owns a third base and she jumps on board and helps out with it also. And we couldn't do it without our friends. They show up, they help us park the cars, they're running the silent auctions. So yes, it's a little group effort.
It is in Marquette, it is on 3rd Street, but for folks that have never been there, what are they going to see? I mean, you got the street blocked off and everybody lines up. Tell us about it a little.
Yeah, the street, the DDA will block off the street about 7 or 7:30 that morning. Mm-hmm. And you can enter from the south end or the north end. We'll have people there to help you park your cars. We'll have a DJ and we have a band this year. For a couple hours.
That'll be cool.
Something different. Hopefully the Mother Nature works with us.
Of course it will. Yeah. It never rains on a good car show.
No, we haven't got rain yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah, well, then we will do that right now. This all benefits the Women's Center. So what will there be there for people to help give and help financially with the Women's Center?
The Women's Center is going to run a 50-50 drawing every hour. Mm-hmm. We're going to have silent auctions. Some of the good items are we have rounds of golf at Marquette on Gray Walls and Heritage, We have rounds of golf at Gensa's.
Mm-hmm. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together, yeah.
Well, we're hoping to talk with you again as we get a little closer to the event here in a couple of weeks. It is on Saturday, August 20th, that it's happening on 3rd Street in Marquette. But it's a show and shine, so if people got cars, they can just come on by that morning. What time should they be there?
Like I say, the street's going to be closed about 7:30. Last year and years past, we've had cars show up at 8:30 because they want their favorite parking spot.
Sure.
Road's closed. Come on in.
All right. Well, if people want to find out more, maybe they want to get a silent auction item or something, should they get a hold of folks at the third base? Or what's a good way? DDA? Yeah,
you can go to the DDA, Tara, yeah, or one of her girls down there, or you can contact me. DDA is probably the easiest way, and then Tara forwards it to us.
And then, of course, at the third base and everything with your daughter and everything, that's the opportunity to find out more there as well. And posters are up and all that.
Absolutely.
Bill Dupre in the studio with me this morning. He's a co-organizer of Classic Cars on 3rd. It is Saturday, August 20th on 3rd Street in Marquette, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a great show. I've been there. I'm planning on going this year myself. Bill, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with it all.
Thank you, Walt. Thanks for having us.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.